Tomorrow, we're expecting the all-important monthly jobs report. But numbers released today show fewer Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. New claims fell for a third straight week. Initial claims dropped by 25,000 to a seasonally adjusted 370,000. That's according to the Labor Department. Joining us is our regular Thursday analyst, Diane Swank, chief economist at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So jobless claims are down. Is that linked to Superstorm Sandy?
Absolutely. What we saw was Superstorm Sandy hit such a highly populated area of the U.S. country and disrupted so much economic activity, you actually saw a surge in claims in the wake of the storm. Now that things are trying to get back to normal, those claims have come off a bit. We're also seeing some repair and rebuilding get underway. The problem, of course, is the people that benefit from this sort of perverse stimulus from Sandy, because it's such a large populated area with a lot of damages, that will outweigh, of course, the losses, but it's a different group of people that get the jobs to repair and rebuild damaged properties than the people who lost hours work because their place of work was shut down.
Well, that's so unfortunate. Now, are you surprised at how long the storm's impact is lasting?
It's not as surprising given, the epicenter of the storm hit really this critical artery of the U.S. economy. That part in and of itself is four times the size of the area hit by Katrina in retail sales. This is nothing to say of other kinds of economic activity that happens in that part of the country. And the push, even with that, to try to get things up and running again has very large impacts on the downside as the storm disrupted things. And then we're going to get a snapback. But as I mentioned earlier, the snapback benefits a whole different group of people, sometimes in different regions.
A quick question for you. A new government report says the U.S. should export more of its natural gas. The report says it could give the U.S. economy a boost. Quickly, do you buy it?
Absolutely. I think one of the more interesting issues is we've moved from being a major gas consumer and a major energy consumer, and this is the cusp now of a whole new area where we're not only a producer but an exporter. It's a game changer in the world of certainly the energy arena, but also for the U.S. economy.
Thank you very much, Diane Swank, chief economist at Mesirow Financial.
Thank you.